So in terms of document attributes, one is you can provide a thumbnail of a document, and depending on how long it is, you know, then that gives you a sense. You can do in context highlighting, meaning you can use color coding to indicate where certain terms are present. Okay, and then you can see, aha, here red and blue are spatially close, or maybe they're not. One thing you're maybe already familiar with, and you have that option in Google, is that the different query terms can be assigned different colors, and you can switch that option on, so you can see specifically in the snippets where your search terms occur. Now, we looked at CSoft in a past lecture, and you could then translate the actual text into showing only lines, have the lines of text be represented by lines, and then color code those lines to indicate where certain search terms appear, so you get a snapshot idea of, well, let's say, where is visualization mentioned, where is search mentioned, where are results mentioned, where is internet mentioned. So for all the examples that we're going to be looking at now, and they're also drawn from the Monthys, because I think he does a nice job of sort of helping one understand how certain principles are being used in different systems or proposed solutions to helping people deal with and understand a large search results. So the query that's being used as an example is visualization of search results and using the internet. So the four search terms are visualization, search, results, and internet.